This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. At least five people have died in the Bahamas' Abaco Islands as Hurricane Dorian continues to pound the area as a Category 4 storm. Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis confirmed the deaths. He said people in nearby Great Bahama Island are also in serious danger, with many homes and buildings damaged. Some 13,000 houses are feared damaged or destroyed, according to the International Red Cross. As of late Monday, the storm was stalled over the Bahamas, and forecasters say it continues pounding the islands with massive rainfall and powerful winds throughout the night and into Tuesday. Dorian's top sustained winds are at 230 kilometers per hour. It's the strongest Atlantic hurricane to strike land in 84 years and the worst ever to hit the Bahamas. Hong Kong high school students gathered in a park Monday on what was the first day of the new school year. Their strike was to show their continued support for the pro-democracy movement. Agnes Chow is a pro-democracy activist.
I'll say that it's very important for Hong Kongers to insist fighting for our five demands. If we stop fighting, Hong Kong will be ended. One country, two systems might properly be ended. And our rights, our basic political right of getting involved in social movement, of opposing the government will probably be ended also.
Earlier, demonstrators disrupted the Monday morning commute by blocking train doors. Iran says it will take a strong step away from the 2015 international nuclear deal if European countries do not take steps to help it bypass U.S. sanctions on its oil sales. Iranian officials have set a Friday deadline for instituting the latest pullback from the agreement that limited its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. You can find more on this and other stories round the clock at voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson may now seek an early general